The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, and it's nice to be here, and nice to be here now that it's starting to become light in the morning as well. When we began these morning sittings, and I would come down here in the dark, and it's kind of nice to have this coming of light as we unfold these days and weeks together. So, as it turns out, that today is Earth Day, and the just like in English, the word "world" has multiple meanings. It could mean sometimes the word "world" implies everything that's here on this earth, and sometimes the world refers to a particular person's experience, particular person's particular person's. Mindset that they live in, and the way they experience the world and see the world and interpret the world. We say that someone's in their own world and they're kind of in their own little orbit. So in the same way, the Buddha used the word loka to mean both the wider world and the inner world, the personal world. And these two worlds are not so separate. And I think that now that we live in this phenomenal interconnected global world where what happens in one country has a big impact on another country, and what in many, many ways, not just with the virus, that it's so clear that the inner world and the outer world are closely intertwined and overlapping and connected. And to sit deeply in ourselves, in this personal world that we, in a sense, go into when we meditate, close our eyes, it's not separate from the wider world. It's a way of actually making a much deeper contact with the whole world by letting go of the preoccupations, the self-involvement, the conceptualization, the ideas that we kind of get stuck in, the feelings that kind of limit us. And the movement of practice is to something that's sometimes called unlimited, has no barriers. And that sense of no barriers is what opens us up into this wider world. And we become, in a certain way, interconnected, or we feel our inseparateness. We feel almost as if the world is ourselves and ourselves is the world, in a way that we take care of it more, just like we hopefully take care of ourselves. So with that, we're celebrating Earth Day today. Perhaps we can sit realizing the inner world that we can settle on, allow the mind to become quiet with, allows us to see and connect to the wider world in a beneficial way. So taking an upright meditative posture, either literally upright or figuratively, if you're a person who meditates lying down or some other way, there can be still an uprightness in the inner life that kind of upholds the best of who we are. And closing the eyes, and just as you come into a new place or come into a place you haven't been to in for a long time and you kind of check it out, spend a few moments checking out the inner experience you have, experience of your body. Just be curious for a few minutes. What is here? What is your experience of being in a body? How is it for you? What is your experience of a mind? What's happening for you in your mind? And not to make anything a problem, but just to check it out and recognize how you are in your thoughts and concerns, energies of the mind. And then to also be curious and check out how you are in your heart. What are the emotions and feelings that are present for you? Checking it out as if whatever is here is okay. This is a time to be inclusive of all of who you are. Because if you can be inclusive of yourself, then there's a chance of lowering the barriers you have, the limitations on yourself, that prevent an inclusive awareness of the whole world. So you can, and then within this personal world of yourself, maybe imagining it's at the center of it all, take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Perhaps feeling that the beginning of the in-breath maybe begins at a particular spot and spreads out from there, and movements in your torso, tingling and contact against air against your nose, if that's where you feel your breathing. And the inhale spreads from that beginning point. And the exhale returns to it. And there's a rhythm of expanding and contracting, swinging open and swinging closed, the comings and goings of the body breathing. Letting your breathing become normal. And here, caring for this personal world of yourself, you can take a few moments to relax whatever is easy to relax in your body. I'm particularly fond of relaxing the belly and feeling the stability that comes from relaxing and settling into the pelvis area. And then perhaps relaxing the mind. Perhaps the mind needs to hear that for these moments, everything is okay. It's okay to rest the troubled mind, anxious mind. It's okay to come home here in a settled way with your mind. And perhaps to relax your heart. and again to feel your breathing. And again, if this works for you, to really connect to the beginning of the inhale, especially if you can find a particular point in the body where it all begins, a particular movement, or a particular moment in time, the rhythmic time of breathing in and out. And as your inhale expands and grows, maybe even imagining it grows and spreads outward beyond the edges of your body. And then as you begin the exhale, from beyond the edges of your body, there's a coming back, a letting go, a settling in, back to that beginning point at the end of the exhale. Imagining that the breathing is somehow all-inclusive. It's like a gentle wave that washes up across the whole beach, back and forth. Or a refreshing wind that blows across the whole land, starting at the center of all things, breathing expands outwards to include all things. And then back again to the center. And every time you exhale, perhaps letting the thinking mind feel quieter and safer. Allow the thinking mind to rest, be at ease. The thinking mind has nothing it needs to figure out or understand or remember. The thinking mind can just ride on the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, you might continue to feel your breathing, the rhythm of your breathing, and to breathe as if you can allow the inhale to open you up, expand you widely, as if it expands you outward into the world, into the whole world. And that as you inhale, as if you lovingly bring the whole world into your good heart, into your best wishes. To inhale open up, expand, fill outwards so that your love and care for the whole world can expand also. And as you exhale, let it bring all things back into your heart. In a certain very real way, we're inseparable from the whole world. In a certain way, we are the world that's conscious through us. It's possible for the whole world to be compassionate. We are the world being compassionate and loving and caring. On this Earth Day, may our care and our best wishes for the welfare and happiness of all beings be carried from us out into the whole world, so that all beings may be safe, all beings may be well, all beings may be happy. May this whole world, may the entire earth have a day of peace and rest and mutual appreciation. This is a day to appreciate what we have here.